This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I was saying that the NFL does have a problem that their big offensive tackles are unathletic or not athletic enough to handle some of these incredibly fast, quick pass rushers that are coming out. And, you know, offenses have got to adapt to it. And I think, you know, you're trying to, you know, you want big offensive linemen. They have to have long arms. They have to have great feet. They have to have great balance. And they have to be athletic at those sizes. And, you know, and a guy like, think about Mekhi Becton for a second.
Yeah.
All right. So he is a huge human being. Mm-hmm. And you would think that would be the perfect guy for a left tackle.
Yeah, maybe in 1995.
Yeah, maybe. And maybe it's better that he's a guard, that he's inside. He's so big and so massive that he's dealing with the defensive tackles who aren't quite as tall but are squattier and heavier.
Mm-hmm.
You know, these are the types of position players we're talking about and what their body mass looks like and how big they are. He might be better off being inside a guard, being next to the center and the tackle, and then using his massive body and his ability to move and pull out of the offensive line, because he is an athlete, and then use his athleticism that way, because on the edge, not so good. And that's what worries me. It's like Evan Neal. Like, I don't necessarily know, like, he doesn't look like an athlete to me. And that is a real problem. And unless he's working right now as we speak on his footwork, on staying balanced and understanding what his job is, you know, that's going to be a wasted pick for the Giants.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it already is a wasted pick. And we had that Brian Baldinger breakdown and seeing him fall on the ground every other play and said it was the worst tackle play he's ever seen in his life. And I don't think he was he was joking or trying to make a joke. He's very serious with those breakdowns, and it was bad. So, you know, maybe moving him to guard is an option after seeing what happened to Mekhi Becton.
That may be the only option. I love when Brian does those, because as an offensive lineman, he knows what he's looking at.
Yeah.
Like, when I'm a quarterback, I know what I'm looking at when it comes to quarterbacks dropping back, standing in the pocket, whether they're moving right, moving left. Should they be running? Should their decision making be quicker than it is? All of those things. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. And it's funny, because this conversation reminds me, it was a few years ago that I had made the observation that, you know, back in like the 2000s and previous to that, if you drafted a left tackle in the top 10, that guy was a lock to be a great player. Just a lock, like a Tony Boselli. You know, and he might have dealt with some injuries here or there.
Well, the Giants have one, Andrew Thomas.
Right, but just getting to the point is, back then, those guys were can't miss. And it was like, well, you know, you take a left tackle, a guy's going to be your left tackle for the next 15 years. And in the last number of years, you've had a lot of busts at that position that you never used to have.
I think
is maybe why, you know, and because these edge rushers are changing and they're smaller, they're quicker, and it's a different type of tackle that needs to be in the NFL to stop these guys.
And these guys, like I told you, James Pierce from Tennessee yesterday ran a 4.47 40-yard dash. I mean, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
You know, that is wide receiver numbers. Those are, you know, running back numbers.
He's wearing a hoodie, too, which was crazy.
And he just looked
slowing him down.
Look how athletic he looked. Now, there are a lot of guys who are athletic. Like, remember the great Vernon Golston?
Oh, yeah. Combine hero, Vernon Golston.
That's what I'm saying. So you just never know until they get on the field and what kind of players there are. Now, at Tennessee, James Pierce was a really good player. I think he had like 8 sacks his senior season or last season. And he looks like he can be, you know, something special. And I'm sure that speed that he showed yesterday jumped off the page and everybody got all excited about it. So there's one of your combine warriors right there.
Yes, indeed. All right, let's go to Kyle in Connecticut. What's going on, Kyle?
Hey, fellas. You're talking about all these athletic linemen. I'm curious if you have seen the video that's on X and stuff of Micah Parsons going against the sumo wrestler. You guys seen this?
I have not, but I saw you on hold, and I am watching it as we speak right here. So this is...
It's incredible. He's going full bore directly into this sumo wrestler who doesn't move an inch.
Yeah.
So are you saying that we should get sumo wrestlers for offensive linemen?
I mean, maybe not a tackle, but get a couple of those guards. You don't think they can do the tush-push?
Yeah, so he's in Tokyo, and he's in this room, and... Yeah, it's unbelievable. The guy moves. He slides initially a little bit, but then he stops dead in his tracks, and it's almost like the sumo wrestler, he's like laughing. Like it's not even a thing for him to
have stopped
him.
Yeah, but the one thing, Micah is in the ring with him doing his thing. He's not on the football field doing Micah's thing.
That's true, but you got to watch some of these highlight videos of the sumo wrestlers. They could be tossing people all over the place. I think it's something they can do.
I mean, forget it. Not on a football field. This is in a condensed sumo ring.
It is, but I think the point being that it's not a knock on Micah Parsons as much as it is how impressive it is for a sumo wrestler to be able to stop a defensive lineman with that type of power and speed, like in his tracks.
Yeah, in a very confined space.
Yeah.
You know, what if the Jets had all sumo wrestlers?
Yeah, I don't think that's going to happen, but I appreciate it, Kyle. But again, you're in his ring doing his thing.
Yeah, but they do like bull rushes and stuff. I know.
Are you going to tell me that this sumo wrestler has the footwork to be able to go out there on an NFL field and stop Micah Parsons? I don't think so.
Let's see. I'm watching it. You're not. I think he does have the footwork. And by the way, these guys aren't even wearing cleats. They got bare feet, these sumo wrestlers. Put them in cleats.
Yeah, put them out there in bare feet then.
Yeah, no.
Forget it. The guy, I mean, first of all, they're not healthy enough.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
And you're not watching these. I'm telling you, these guys look way healthier than your stereotypical sumo wrestler.
I am not saying
you want to come over here and watch this.
I'm not,
and no jersey to hang on to, right?
Right. I'm not saying to you that what the sumo wrestler is doing in his ring is not impressive. I am saying that I don't want to get in the ring. I don't even understand what they're doing, but I know, and I've seen enough sumo wrestling in my life to understand exactly what you're looking at. And it doesn't shock me that like a guy like Micah Parsons can't move a 400-pound
He's not 400 pounds. Come here and look at this. God, you're assuming what it looks like, and you have no idea. So it's different. This guy is not 400 pounds. First of all right, that's C.J. Stroud, by the way. He's doing this thing with C.J. Stroud. You're going to see Micah. All right, this is the guy. Is he 400 pounds? He's not 400 pounds. See, that was a good one by Micah. He pushed him right away. He pushed him away on that one. But this guy is not 400 pounds. This is where he stopped him in his tracks right there. You see, it looks different than I thought it was going to look.
Yeah, you know, they're not wearing shoes. They're on a carpet. You know, I understand that it's all about leverage and strength. And look at the legs on the sumo wrestler.
Yeah, I don't even know what we're arguing about.
We're not arguing about anything. I'm just saying that.
I'm saying it's impressive what the sumo wrestler did. That's all. That's all I'm saying.
And I'm saying it's not I'm saying to you, it's not shocking that
who said it was shocking?
Here's what I'm impressive. Here's what I'm hearing. Gio thinks possibly sumo wrestlers could stop football players if we put them on the offensive line. You're saying that's crazy.
No way.
I think that's where we're at.
No way.
But I don't think you're counting on like 4 or 5 sumo wrestlers on the line.
I don't care how many you put out there.
And they always talk about offensive lines. Got to
connect.
Yeah,
you bring in extra offensive linemen. Sometimes there's 6 offensive linemen. Sometimes teams put 7 out there, depending on what their position. You know, maybe they're running the tush push. Yeah, okay, for the tush push, let's do it. Great. Now what?
But these guys don't.
Sorry,
look.
So let's drop back and pass, and these guys are going to pass block? No way.
You would agree though that this is a new age sumo wrestler. This is not your like classic, you know, huge
stereotypical fat.
Right. This is not
wrestle,
what he is.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, but they're in a round circle. It's confined. A football field is not confined.
I don't know, man. I think that you get.
And I've been telling you that the biggest problem that the NFL has is finding athletic tackles.
I had one
that was an incredible athlete.
I think
for his size, maybe the best athlete that I had ever played with. And it was Anthony.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. You know what I think? I think this is the beginning of a trend. And I think you're going to see sumo wrestlers all over the place in football. And you always talk about how an offensive line's got to be connected. And Al makes a great point. You get 5 of these guys, you take them from Japan, they're all friends. They've grown up in the sumo community. You put them out there, they'll be like telepathically knowing what to do.
Why don't we just bring in all the Australian football players like Jordan Mailata?
What does that have to do with anything?
Well,
I'm talking about sumo wrestlers.
Yeah, I know, but you know, Australian football is pretty serious, and those guys are connected, and those guys don't play with helmets on.
Yeah, it's a different thing. We're talking about offensive linemen here.
Yeah, it's not going to work. It's not going to work.
Well, we don't know until we try.
Nah, it's not going to work.
Let's go to Ryan and Brick. What's going on, Ryan?
Hey, I heard you guys talking. I'm actually a Colorado State football alumni, and we've had a defensive lineman the past couple of years who's a sumo wrestler from Japan. I think his last name's Hanada.
Defensive tackle?
Yeah, he's a defensive tackle.
Yeah.
He's a lot leaner and more athletic than your normal picture of a sumo wrestler.
So I could see a defensive tackle position for a sumo wrestler without question, yeah.
You could.
Yeah.
You're okay with that.
I could see that.
All
you're
right,
not putting them on the offensive line. I mean, you're just not. I mean,
I think we could put them
as a center, maybe, if they understood the game and could snap the ball and they didn't have to wear the diaper that they wear.
I mean, I think this is your classic. Get him here makes a ton of sense.
Yeah, that's
get
not
him
me,
here from
not.
Japan makes a ton of sense. I mean, you got all these roster spots in training camp. Throw a couple sumo guys on there.
Yeah, the one thing I always will tell you, and I've said this 1,000 times, and I said it about Tristan Wirfs. Tristan Wirfs would have been the tackle that I would have taken the year that he and Andrew Thomas and Mekhi Becton came out.
Yeah.
And the reason I would have taken him is because he was a wrestler on top of being offensive lineman. Not sumo, American wrestling.
Oh.
And I love the wrestling background of an offensive lineman. Love the, you know, because they have to stay in shape. They got to work hard.
They're in a confined space.
Yes, but they also play football.
Well, these guys, we haven't given them an opportunity to play football yet.
We did now at Colorado State.
And the guy did well.
We think he did well. We don't know if he's done well or not.
No, I've heard of that guy. You haven't heard of that guy?
No, I haven't heard of that guy.
Oh, it's a big deal.
No.
He's all American.
We got to get Peter Schwartz to stock his team.
With. Oh, yes.
That would be a pretty good gimmick.
The Dragons with a full sumo offensive line. Man, we are just building this team.
Well, how many offensive linemen play in Arena League?
You think I know that answer? You're looking at me. You think I know that answer?
Three, right?
I have no goddamn clue how many offensive linemen are on the Entfla. Come on.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. Five times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.